Good morning. Today is August the 13th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open in your Old Testament Bible with me to the book of Psalm. I'd like to share some verses with you out of Psalm chapter 133, beginning in verse number 1 this morning. The text reads, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, life forever." May God this morning add a blessing to his word. Beloved, this text this morning that I've read in your hearing is the Psalm of David, speaking of the unity of brothers in Christ, the unity of men and women that love the Lord the same, the ones that seeking after God's will, God's way, and God's love in each area of their life. You know, one of the greatest blessings that we have in our lives, beloved, is those of Christian brothers and sisters that we know love the Lord and seek God with the same purposes and the same desires as we do. You know, God's word tells us in another verse that forsake not the assembling of God's own people amongst themselves. How important it is to have Christian brothers and sisters to undergirth us, to lift us up, to help us through this path and sometimes these valleys in life. You know, David speaks of in verse number 1, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." Unity in Christ is something this day, beloved, that we need so desperately in our hearts. It's something that I need so that I may pick up a telephone or someone else may write a letter or send a note or a card, a letter of encouragement maybe. Something that will lift us up, something that will provide us encouragement and unity in each day of our life. You know, so many times things in this life, this fast-paced world that we live in these days, come at us so fast and so quick that we never hardly have time to think them through. We just seem to have to make decision after decision after decision to do things. But you know, David's words here tells us that we need to be sure that we need to behold how good and how pleasant it is for us as Christians, us as brothers, to dwell together and for us to worship together in Christ Jesus. You see, it says in verse 2 as he gives us a description, "It is like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard." Speaking of the oil of blessings, the oil of salvation, the oil of grace, and surely the oil of peace and unity. We need to be sure today, beloved, that we are encouragers in others' lives. We need to also be completely sure that God's will is in all the areas of our life as we seek after His will in encouraging others and also truly in undergirthing others as they go through trials in their lives. Unity in Christ, knowing that we seek and desire together what Christ's will and what Christ's way would be for our lives every day. Verse number 3, "It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever." The Lord's blessing, beloved, today in our lives, we should have that as one of the greatest desires and the greatest requests that we have on our heart each and every day from the Lord God. Lord, may this be a day, Father, of blessings from you in our life. Lord, may this be a new day, a renewing day, as David writes here, just like the dew of Hermon as it came down upon the mountains of Zion. You know, I know in years past as we would go up to the mountains and sometimes in retreats and go with the youth sometimes at our church, I would notice sometimes early of a morning there would always be those young people that would get up early of a morning just to sit and just to be quiet and just to have their quiet time and their devotions before the Lord, well before the sun ever came up. You know, it wasn't long before, just before the light of day, as it is each day, you hear the birds start to sing. You'll start to notice that everything around you is kind of covered in the dew, covered in the dampness of the night. And you know, I think many times that's like a renewing of the earth. We need to be sure that every new day that comes forth in our life, we need to know that God's will is renewed in our life every day. Beloved, this day and each day of our life, may we dwell in the unity that David speaks of. May we dwell in the unity of Christ Jesus so that God's love and God's peace and surely God's blessings can provide us that eternal life forever with Jesus Christ. I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord for just a few moments of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we're so thankful for these words today, God, that we can hide in our hearts. We're thankful, Lord God, for the unity and the peace, God, that we can have, that is obtainable, Father, not of anything, Father, that we can do, but Father, through your love and through the power of the Holy Spirit today, Father, we would ask you to help us, each of us, this day, Father, on this Thursday, to do and to be what you would have us to be faithful, to pray in unity for those that we know are sick, that are lost, and those that are shut in, Father, those that need a prayer answered, God, in their lives each day, as we all do. God, we have no understanding at all of the road that's ahead of us this day in our life, Father, but we do have that promise, God, as you have given in your word, God, that you shall walk with us, you shall never leave us, and you shall never forsake us, Father, for we have that promise today in Christ Jesus. Father, we know those today that are walking that very line of life, Father, between earth and eternity, Father. And God, we would just pray that their hearts be prepared. We would just pray, God, that they have made that decision, God, to follow after you, Father, through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, and his shed blood. Father, may you have your right of way. Father, may you have your will. And God, may we always worship. May we always be able to praise you and thank you, Father, in unity, in one name, in one accord, in Jesus Christ. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.